What Einstein thought mattered deeply to Bohr. So, it was in a mood of great expectancy that most of the world's leading quantum physicists assembled at 10 a.m. on a gray, overcast Monday on 24th of October 1927 at the Institute of Physiology in Leopold Park for the start of the first session. The conference had taken 18 months to arrange and required the consent of a king and the ending of Germany's pariah status. After a few brief words of welcome from Lorentz as president of the scientific committee and chair of the conference, the task of opening the proceedings fell to William L. Bragg, professor of physics at Manchester University. Now 37, Bragg was only 25 when he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1915, together with his father William H. Bragg, for pioneering the use of X-rays to investigate the structure of crystals. He was the obvious choice to report on the latest data concerning the reflection of X-rays by crystals and how these results led to a better understanding of atomic structure. After Bragg's presentation, Lorentz invited questions and contributions from the floor. The agenda had been organized to allow ample time after each report for a thorough discussion, with Lorentz using his command of English, German, and French to help those less fluent. Bragg, Heisenberg, Dirac, Born, Diprouy, and the old Dutch master himself were among those who took part in the discussion before the first session came to an end and everyone adjourned for lunch. In the afternoon session, the American Arthur Compton reported on the failure of the electromagnetic theory of radiation to explain either the photoelectric effect or the increase in the wavelength of X-rays when they are scattered by electrons. Though awarded a share of the 1927 Nobel Prize only a few weeks earlier, genuine modesty prevented him from referring to this last phenomenon as the Compton effect, as it was universally known. Where James Clerk Maxwell's great 19th-century theory failed, Einstein's light quantum, newly rebranded as the photon, succeeded in uniting theory and experiment. The reports presented by Bragg and Compton were intended to facilitate the discussion of theoretical concepts. At the end of the first day, all the leading players had spoken, bar one. Einstein.